Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here. Over the years, I've talked a lot about Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, and I've spoken with Brad Ricker about this fantastic book, which gives a very detailed insight into their lives. On this episode, I was able to speak with three board members from the Siegel and Shuster Society, a fantastic non-profit organization that is dedicated to commemorating and celebrating the creation of Superman in Cleveland, Ohio. Lee, Michael, and Valentino were wonderful guests, and it was an honor to learn about what the Society has done in the past and what they will do in the future with all of our help. Also, Lee is a cousin of Joe Shuster, the hero that created the artwork for Superman. So for me to be able to sit down and thank a direct family member for their work was an absolute privilege. I really think you're going to enjoy this episode. I am a proud member of the Siegel and Shuster Society, and you can be as well. The links to do that are in this podcast. So yes, please enjoy a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel with Michael, Valentino, and Lee from the Siegel and Shuster Society in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Mike San Giacomo, and I am a retired reporter from the Plain Dealer newspaper in Cleveland. And Cleveland obviously plays a big role in Superman's life. When I started at the paper in 1989, I was excited because I was going to be working in the same place where Superman was created. I quickly was kind of discouraged because I found out that a lot of the civic leaders in town and a lot of the mayor and mayor's office and officials really had very little knowledge about Cleveland. Some didn't even know that Superman was created here. So over the next few years, next 3 years, I got very upset about that. And I started a comic book review column that was nationally syndicated for the Plain Dealer. And in that column, I would talk about Superman being from Cleveland. And I figured this was my way to educate people in Cleveland to their legacy. Didn't work. After several years, after more than a decade, during which many, many things happened, and I wrote many stories about Superman, including a visit from Jerry Siegel's wife, his widow at the time, which was very sad because she wanted to leave us Jerry's ashes. It was Jerry's last wish to have his ashes in Cleveland, along with his typewriter that he used to create Superman and a few other things. And she and I went around the city. We could not get anybody interested in putting up an exhibit, a permanent exhibit with Jerry's ashes. And that was terrible. That was a very sad day. But anyway, in 2006, I believe it was, I finally had enough of the inaction, and I went up to my editor and I said, I want to write an angry article about Superman and Cleveland and about how the fact that Cleveland isn't doing anything to honor Superman. And the editor said, sure. So I wrote this big article. It was a full page. And as I was saying earlier, the original text was toned down a little bit by my editor because I was pretty angry. But I called on people to do something. I said, clearly, the city is not going to do anything. It's up to us. We need to start our own group and try to honor Superman. And out of that came a meeting in which hundreds of people showed up because I just threw an invitation out. I said, come on in. Let's talk Superman. And hundreds of people showed up. And from that was birthed the Siegel and Shuster Society. And we were especially proud to have a lot of family members from the Siegel family and the Shuster family, including Lee, which we'll hear from a little bit. And since then, we've done tons of things that I'll talk about in a little bit, or we'll all talk about. But it's all led up to this. We're at a point now where we want to create the Siegel and Shuster Plaza And it's already started. The plaza physically is done. We're just waiting for the statues. Statues of Superman, of Jerry, Joe, and Jerry's wife, and a suspicious phone booth.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Mike.
Yeah. And we'll get into that a little later. Let me pass it on to someone else, to Lee, yes. I suppose.
Yes, Lee, please. I'm honored to speak with you all today, but Lee, especially for me, this is, as a Superman fan and ambassador, this is a wonderful moment for me. So please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much. So my name is Lee Goldie, and I am the cousin of Joe Shuster. My grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was Joe's first cousin. The two were born 6 weeks apart, and so they grew up together and were very close. They had a great time playing together, and then, but then Joe moved to Cleveland. And when he moved to Cleveland, they were separated, but every summer they would come back, Joe would come back to Toronto, and they would get the summer to hang out when school was out. So it was a lot of fun for both of them. I got involved when I saw an article in the Plain Dealer that Mike Sangiacomo wrote, and he asked people to show up to recognize the creation of Superman in Cleveland. I'd been waiting to do that for a really long time, but I didn't know if anybody was going to do it. And when I walked in and said I was related to Joe, people were pretty surprised. First, they questioned me to make sure, to prove my authenticity, and I did. And from there, I have been the founding board secretary of the Siegel and Shuster Society. Our mission is to honor and celebrate the creation of Superman by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster in Cleveland, Ohio. And so I have been with them ever since, and we've accomplished a bunch of goals, which I can explain later. Wonderful. So thank you for having me.
No, this is an absolute pleasure. And finally, we have one more special member of this particular league to introduce. So hello, sir.
Hi, I'm Valentino Zullo. I am an assistant professor of English at Ursuline College, lifelong comic book fan, lifelong fan of Cleveland. And so I always say sort of in that Venn diagram of Cleveland and comics is Superman. And so he represents so much of the many things that I love. And so I joined the Siegel and Shuster Society a few months back after we worked together last year on Superman's Cleveland, which is behind me. It was a 26 events across the city celebrating the 85th anniversary of Superman. I remember I got the email from Mike and he tried to persuade me to join the society. And I was like, I don't need to be persuaded. I've been wanting to join forever. So I was like, I don't need to be persuaded. Just tell me where to sign, you know? So I was really excited to be part of the society. And as I like to say, up until about a few weeks ago, I was the newest member of the society. But we are all working on the statue project, and I'm really excited to see where it goes, and just happy to be here with you across, you know, sharing our love of Superman across the pond.
And that's the thing. I mean, Superman isn't just one man, as it were. It was an idea from these two fantastic people. And the fact that you're all so passionate about getting that out there, and I'm sure everybody has known about this statue. It's been shared everywhere, but I'm going to be sharing it a lot as well. This isn't just a Superman statue. This is about Siegel and Shuster. It's a tribute to them. It's a tribute to the legacy that they, from their idea, their drawings, their creation came to be. And I love the passion that you've got for that, but also for Superman. Superman being this iconic character. And Clark Kent at the same time. You can't have one without the other. So it's wonderful that you're all here today to talk about Superman and this society. Let's talk about how it all began. So, Mike, how did your love for Superman start?
Well, as I said, we had that big meeting that in which we got to vent a lot about the city's inactivity toward Superman. And then we just said, well, what can we do about it? And that's when a core of us got together and said, well, why don't we form a group and figure out what we can do about it? Mm. So over the years, well, the coolest thing we did, one of the first things we did was we went to visit Jerry Siegel's home, which is privately owned. A young couple at the time bought it, not knowing that it was Jerry Siegel's house.
Wow.
And they said that over the years, people would just like show up and take pictures of their house, including tour buses. And there was a tour bus from Japan. People were getting out and they're all standing in front of the house taking pictures. And the owner went out and said, "Why are you guys taking pictures of our house?" And that's how they learned that they bought the house that was owned by Jerry Siegel and was where Jerry and Joe created Superman.
Yes.
So they've been great stewards ever since. But one of the first things that the society did was to help them out, because the house had fallen on some hard times. It needed some repair work. I mean, there was problems with the roof, and the room where Superman was actually created had a ceiling that was falling in. And it was like, that was heartbreaking.
Mm.
And Brad Meltzer, the wonderful novelist, yes, and a huge friend of the society, came to visit one day, and I took him to the house, and we saw that, and both of us said, we've got to do something. And Brad was invaluable in helping us put together an auction of everything. And he got all these guys, all the Superman artists and all these TV and movie people to kick in objects to be auctioned off. And we raised over $100,000, which went to fix up the house, including Jerry's room and everything else. And that was like one of the biggest things we did. And after that, we had the first and only Siegel and Schuster family reunion, which was just wonderful, because we pulled them all together, all the diverse relatives from all over the place. And we came together, and we had basically a celebration that lasted pretty much all weekend. That was our first big thing. And that's when we knew that we were onto something.
Good. That was the moment, the big moment, yeah, for you.
Yeah, it was great. I'll let Lee take over and tell about some of the other things we've done, but we've done
Please
some
do.
Other.
Please do.
When we were working on Jerry's house, we, you know, with that fundraiser, we raised $111,000 in an online auction, just because Brad helped us make that video. And it just getting the word out, you know, it was so interesting because Cleveland didn't want to recognize Superman's creation here, but Superman is a word that is recognized in every single language across every country and continent. And I'm not really sure why no one here wanted to recognize that. Mm. So when we raised the money for Jerry's house, money came from 27 different states, 7 different countries, and 2 military bases. That's how cool it was, and how
love that.
It illustrates that it's not just people in Northeast Ohio who love Superman.
No.
And that made a big difference. So we were able to renovate the house, and then we also put a fence in front of Joe Schuster's former home that was torn down 2 years before the Siegel-Schuster Society was formed. And so we put up a fence that has 16 panels that includes the first issue of Action Comics #1. So very excited about that.
Yes.
And then we did a whole bunch of other things, like we got license plates for Ohio that have the Superman logo. We are the only state that is allowed to do that. I believe you asked about that.
Yes, can't have those in the UK, which is an absolute travesty. But they are, yeah, fantastic. Thinking about moving to Ohio just so I can get one.
We will welcome you with open arms. As long as you're a Superman fan, that's all that counts.
I think I can, you know, get away with that.
And then we did a bunch of other things. We did some things with a lot of local organizations like the Science Center and NASA.
Yes.
Where they created this presentation called The Science of Superman, and talked about where is Krypton located and a whole bunch of different things. And we also did a summer reading program, and we did a bunch of other things, but it was the license plates that's where a lot of money that we have so far for the Siegel and Schuster Tribute Plaza has come from, because we've saved this money for about 10 years and it, wow, keeps accruing. So we've been able to utilize that as the base for the Siegel and Schuster Tribute Plaza. And so now we're just trying to raise more. We got a lot of other events as well, like speakers come, and just a lot more things just to celebrate the creation of Superman.
Real quick, a couple others. The library, we worked with the Cleveland Library, and Val can certainly talk about this.
Yeah.
But we worked with the Cleveland Library. They had a year-long exhibit of Superman, and they got most of their exhibits from a friend of the society who wanted to donate them because he was getting up in years. He said, I've been collecting this stuff my whole life. And I want it to go somewhere. So he donated it all to the library, made this massive exhibit that they held over for a whole year. And it was turned out to be their biggest exhibit that they've ever had.
Yeah, I couldn't visit that one. I've got a good friend, Sarah, who lives in Cleveland, and she sent me lots of pictures there. A copy of Action Comics 1 on display for a while.
Yes.
And
yes.
Oh, to me, that's my relic. That is my, you know, that's the one thing that I need to at least see once in my lifetime. But to have it there in that state, in that city, to have it honored in that library of all places where words can be powerful, it mm-hmm. must have been a wonderful moment. So, yeah, please tell a bit more about that, Valentino.
With a copy of Action One, that was one thing we wanted. And I contacted a friend of mine who works at Metropolis in New York, Metropolis Auctions.
Yes.
And we convinced him to bring it. And the funny thing was he had to physically bring it himself. It had to be stored for like an outrageous amount of money. And but he let us borrow it, which was really incredible.
I was at San Diego Comic-Con a few weeks ago, and they had a few copies, not Action Comics number one, but Superman number one. And I got incredibly close. I was almost allowed to hold it. I could feel its power through a glass cabinet. But yes, it's a powerful issue.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things that Jerry Siegel's wife told me was that Jerry had a stack of Action number one. Yeah. And had it for years just because he thought, well, maybe someday, you know, he had no idea what it was ever going to be worth. And they had a flood. Destroyed them, which was heartbreaking because they could have been millionaires now. But anyway, yes, I'm sorry, Val. What were you saying?
Oh, just Luke, you said you were at Comic-Con. We missed each other, unfortunately. But I did a Superman panel with Cena Grace and Sarah Kuhn about their young adult versions of Superman and Lois. But to back up about the library, I wanted to say when you come to Cleveland, so that exhibit has been shrunken down for sure, but there is a semi-permanent exhibit on the second floor of the Cleveland Public Library that has a lot of those items sort of like in glass cases. And so you can still see the exhibit. I say semi-permanent because they have no plan to take it down, but they can't call it permanent. So,
okay.
And so that's up. And also in that exhibit, is Jerry Siegel's desk, which Laura Siegel Larson donated. Yeah.
Wow.
And
people, it's just a desk. But to me, something like that, a physical object where he sat down, that moment, mm-hmm. that idea sparked in his head. And then mm-hmm. all of this came to be that impact on the world of comics and pop culture and movies and superheroes as we speak. I'm getting goosebumply and jittery now because you've got me on my bandwagon. If we didn't have Jerry and Joe and that idea, we wouldn't have all these films that we have today. We wouldn't have the branding that we have today. We wouldn't have theme parks and fandoms mm-hmm. and conventions. So yeah, I'm on my soapbox now. You've already started me off, but this is why I love what you're doing because you're not just saying, oh yeah, don't forget Superman's a really good hero. It's not just about Superman. It's about the families that created him and made this idea a reality and a fandom and a passion for so many people, including me. And I love how you said, when you visit Cleveland, you didn't say if.
When you visit Cleveland, you're going to have to come see it. I will show it. I run the Get Graphic program at Cleveland Public Library since 2014. I've run the program, so I'm happy to take you around. When Philip Kennedy Johnson came last September, we took him to Jerry Siegel's house, and he left a copy of Action Comics 1057 because it was the current issue that month. And he signed it. He left it in Jerry's bedroom, and then we went to go to the library. I know. I have to tell you about you were talking about the desk. Yeah, I wanted to tell you that.
Please.
That Philip I think I can share this. I don't think he'd mind, but he was giving a talk in the other building of the library, and I said, like, we have a few minutes. I was like, let me take you down the secret passageway and take you to the other library building. I took him to the desk, and I had to walk away from him because he was having a moment with the desk, which is beautiful. I mean, if anybody has met him, he's this military guy.
Yes. No.
I mean, not to say that he can't have a heart of gold, which he does, but he really had a moment with Jerry's desk the way that you're describing it. It was beautiful. And I was like, I'll let you have your time. And it was very important to him just seeing the desk, thinking about Jerry being there, creating this character. It was a beautiful moment. So know that when you come, like, you'll be there. Mark Waid has been there, Philip Kennedy Johnson, Sina Grace, all these people have seen this exhibit, this desk, and sort of paid tribute to the history in this space. And the reason I will say one more thing about the library, which is very important to me, and all of us, so many, but I think, like, personally, like, I mean, it was so important to me at a certain moment of my life. Jerry and Joe went there almost daily to that Cleveland Public Library. And Laura Siegel Larson has said, and again, I think I can share this because it's not a big deal, but it's important, I think, meaning it's not a secret. It is a big deal. But she said that when she goes to Cleveland Public Library, that's the place where she feels like she can feel her father. And it's such a lovely experience to know that. I love knowing that going there so often, that that is the place that for Laura, where she really feels her father.
So even I'd say it's making me want to just pack my bags right now. Every time I have a friend either returning home to Cleveland or visiting Cleveland, they send me pictures from the airport because I want to even just that little welcome in. You see the Superman statue, you see almost a shrine to Superman and Jerry and Joe, and you're not even on the streets yet. It's there for you. So when
That
I
was
visit Cleveland.
our idea to welcome people to Cleveland, and we put that all together, and
Oh,
still.
still there, and it looks fantastic. But every time, yeah, somebody sort of visiting Cleveland, like I'll get tagged in a photograph, or they'll send me a quick picture saying, just
I
to rub
love
it in my face that I'm not there. But no, I
that.
love that. So yes, the society, it's up and running. It's been up and running. I love what you've been doing, the passion that you've got for it. What can people do to help the society and the Tribute Plaza? How can we help?
So
Lee, why don't you go?
we have created a there's a new website called Superman at statuecleveland.org. And I'll say that again, supermanstatuecleveland.org. On that website, you can do two things. Number one, you can become a member of the Siegel and Schuster Society.
Yes, you can.
And you get this, explain your card, tell me what you did and how did you get it?
Well, I saw that somebody was posting about it on Facebook, and I was like, right, I need this immediately. I mean, I've not been a member of many fan clubs, and the clubs that do want me as a member, I don't really think they should have me. But this particular one, when I saw it, I thought, okay, it's going to be a little card coming through the post. This is just some sort of little bragging rights to say that I'm a member of this society. But when it arrived, it came in a beautiful little package saying that I am number 193. Who's member number one?
Who did we give number one to? I can't remember. Was it Brad
Brad
Meltzer? I think
Brad
it was
Meltzer. Yeah,
Brad.
Brad Meltzer is,
Oh, fair enough. I'll let
Brad
him
Meltzer
have that
is
one.
one. Brian Bendis is two.
Brian
Laura
Benz.
Siegel is three. If I have those numbers right, I believe those are the numbers, right?
I'm
Yeah.
seven. By the
Okay.
way,
Four. You're
okay. I'm
four.
four. I'm 19.
19.
I'm 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
193. I'll take that. I'm below the
That's pretty
200
good.
limit. I think you're going to get more of these going out there soon, though. That's what I want. It's not even a secret society, because I'm proud to say, look at my card. It's official. I am a member. And it came in a fantastic little display package. And I thought, do I want to keep this in my wallet, or do I want to keep this safe on my collection shelves? I'm like, no. I want this in my wallet. I want this to go wherever I go for that first time when I meet somebody else. I mean, it's not like the stonemasons as such. We're not going to have a secret handshake, because we want people to
Why
know
not?
that we are a part of this society. And I love that. And yes, so if you haven't got that already, people, go and get one of these. The links will be in the podcast and this YouTube video. But what else can people do? How can people donate? Because, this isn't going to be, it's statues. They're not 10 a penny. They cost a bit of money. So let's talk about that.
So we will take all the help that we can get. We have raised so far $650,000 of 2.5 million that we're trying to raise to create this Siegel and Schuster Tribute Plaza. Just a reminder again, the Siegel and Schuster Tribute Plaza is created of three parts. The first is the Superman statue, and it's atop a pillar that is 18 feet, 18.6 feet in the air. And then Superman is 9 feet across, flying above. Then there are three bronze statues that are about 6 feet in height of Jerry Siegel, the writer that created Superman, Joe Shuster, my cousin, the artist that created Superman, and Joanne Siegel, who is Joe Shuster's wife and was also the first, I'm sorry, Jerry Siegel's wife. Excuse me, because he did date Jerry, he did date Joanne
Yes.
first.
We won't get into that gossip, but yes, that did happen.
Right. But she was also the first model of Lois Lane. She
Yes.
responded to an ad that Joe Shuster put into the paper asking for a model. So those are the three statues. And then there is the third part, which is the iconic phone booth. And the phone booth is created from, it's a stainless steel phone booth, and inside, created from scratch, like artistically created, are the clothes and the glasses and the shoes of Clark Kent. And a phone booth, the phone, and so many things that are reminiscent of Superman, and so many things that people today will not understand if it's
No, I
still
mean the Clark Kent aspect. I love that because you can't have Superman without Clark Kent. You've also got that element of Lois Lane because Lois Lane was in Action Comics number one as well. She's been there since the beginning. Everything's being referenced, and as a lover of details, I think that's fantastic. And I can remember when I first visited America. I think it was in 1999. I was adamant that I was not going to leave until I'd seen my first real telephone phone box. Now, in London, we've got the big red phone boxes. We still have
Right.
those around, but not the ones that have got the sliding door. And over the years, I've gotten stuck in many American phone boxes trying to get out. So I love that you've got those three elements in this fantastic, fantastic plaza. And I'm looking forward to seeing that happen. So yeah, anytime that you need more donations, that link, I'm going to be sharing that everywhere. I was trying to donate yesterday, and I thought, no, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to leave my donation the day before I speak with these heroes from the society. So you've had my first donation today, and it won't be the last.
And can you
Thank you.
explain how much you donated? Because this is something that other people can do if they can't afford a lot of money, which we get. It's
We
tough
it's
economy.
and that's the thing, it's a difficult economy right now. But yes, I as I said, I'm a devil for the details. So I logged on today and I donated $19.38. And I was a bit concerned. I thought, are they going to round it up or round it down? Is it going to be taxed or something going to go wrong? But it wasn't. But my donation of 1938 being that very special year when the first Superman comic was released, I thought that's my leading impression. I shall donate that today. And that comic. Now, this comic that I've got right now, this isn't an original. This is one of my favorite things in my collection. It was part of a collection that came out a couple of years ago, and it was a reprint of Action Comics number one. And again, it was sealed, put into a box, bagged and boarded. And then once I had a chance to visit a con, and there were a few Superman artists visiting from around the world that I didn't think that I would get to meet again, I got them to sign it. And over the years, this has traveled with me to cons all around the world. And eventually, I'm going to run out of space for autographs. But this is my co Action Comics number one with a few signatures on there.
It's
Oh,
amazing.
wow. I shall include some photographs in this. Sadly, there are some artists and writers on here that sadly are no longer with us, but I wanted, if I ever get to meet anybody that has an impact on the world of Superman, to that those people that continue his legacy, I want them to look at this and sign it and remember this is the reason why we are where we are today as fans. So when I get to Cleveland and I see all of you three and any other members of the society, I want your wonderful names on this as
Okay.
well. It's my baby. I mean, yeah, I sometimes pull it out and get a few looks. I have to say, this isn't an original, don't worry. But it's
Right.
just
I keep
so
mine
impactful.
behind me.
Oh, see, that's a good
I
inspiration
my
to
dad
have.
got it signed. It sits behind me and the behind my desk every day.
It's a
Right back
fun
here.
one to look at. Any time I get to see anything that looks like Action Comics number one, that it lands in my collection. That image of him lifting the car, and to be a child back in 1938, to be in that time, and to see those colors on a comic on a newsstand and think, what is this? I know about books, I know about storytelling, but this to me is an image that would just blow my mind. So, and
And this
again,
starts the comic book industry, really. The superhero industries began with Superman, so
yes.
everyone owes Superman for you know, Captain America, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man. It all traces back to Superman. And one thing real quick about the
Please.
society, when folks make a donation, we're a 501c3 tax exempt organization or charitable organization, so they can deduct it from their taxes, so they can contribute as much as they want. And we are working with David Deming, who's an internationally known sculptor, and he's the one who created all these wonderful statues. And I won't go into this in detail, but this is the third attempt for a statue. The other two, also with David, almost happened, but fell through at the last minute because of the city or the county or someone. It was never our fault. But DC was always on board with it. They've been great, and they're still great. They're great partners to work with. But this time, it looks like it's going to happen, and we're hoping to have it out next April by 19. You know, the anniversary. Or if
Yes.
not, then by the release of the Superman movie, we're just kind of seeing how quickly we can raise that money and get this thing done.
Let us hope so. We've got some months between us before the, that happens. So I'm more than happy to help in any way. If you've got some plans to help raise some money or we get the word out, I'm always happy to be a Superman fan.
Appreciate it.
And it's something that, I've it's always been bumpy sometimes with being a Superman fan. It's never easy. There's always quite opinionated fans out there that like to have a little argument or a debate. But the last few years, it's been a fantastic time to be a Superman fan. It's always good to be a
Think
Superman
so.
fan. But right now, with everything that's been going on with James Gunn's Superman, we had the trailer released yesterday for the Christopher Reeve documentary. I've been crying ever since, and it was just a trailer. But it's right now, I'm always proud to walk around with whether it be the original Superman or a version of the Superman logo,
I'm sure Lee
meeting.
loves your logo, right, Lee?
I
It's a
love your
fantastic.
shirt. I am so excited that that is what you are wearing because that is what Joe created. So thank you.
If I'm speaking with a member of his family, I've got to do him credit somehow.
Right.
And that was it. This was my little just way to say thank you to the family, to thank you to you, to thank you to Joe, to thank you for Superman in general. But right now we are eating well as Superman fans, so it's a perfect time for this plaza to get out there, to get the word out there. And I think people now are understanding the impact that Superman has had on the world. It may just be because the fact that I simply won't shut up talking about Superman to anybody that I meet on the street, but it's the impact that these two guys had. And yes, we've got James Gunn's Superman that we will get into in a moment, but it's the story of Jerry and Joe. And I've got another item that I brought to show and tell today that I'm sure you're aware of.
Oh,
I was told about this book many a many moon ago, and it instantly fell into my basket, and I've read it countless times ever since.
same here.
I've spoken to Brad a few times. This book, Superboys, if you haven't read it, read it, please. This book made me a better Superman fan. It gave me a closer connection to the character and the heroes behind them and their many, many trials and tribulations. So this is what I wanted to show to you most of all today, Lee. Not just my t-shirt, but this book, because I know that this book must mean a lot to you as well. But as a Superman fan, I had to just get that in there because it's one of my
And you do
favorite
know Brad's
things.
a member of the society,
I
right? He's
do.
on board.
What number's Brad got?
Ooh, I think he's like 7 or 8, maybe.
Yeah, look, he's up the list. I like that. Speaking with Brad about that book and Superman, as I mean, every interview that I host is my favorite one, but speaking with Brad about that book, because it must have been such a journey for him to create that, was one of my big interview highlights. As is this right now, talking to you three lovely people. It's passions getting together and talking about that stuff. Valentino, tell me a little bit why you're excited about James Gunn's next Superman film and the fact that it was filmed in Cleveland.
Yeah, so one word, hope.
Ooh, nicely
I think
done.
That, yes. That's why I'm excited, hope. I think that from what we've gathered so far, from what we know, it's going to be a much more hopeful vision of Superman, right? Mm. I think that, you know, I like to think, and we haven't seen it yet, but I like to think that Gunn is already on the right track, recognizing the heritage of Superman in Cleveland, coming to film it there, and, you know, hopefully, you know, infusing the film with a bit of that energy, of that Cleveland energy, right, with these Clevelanders working on the film. But I think he gets it, that it's going to be a hopeful film. I know that these are fighting words, but I don't, you know, I think Henry Cavill's a great actor. I was not a fan of the stories that were told with Henry Cavill. I just don't, that is not my Superman. I don't need Superman to be dark and gritty. You know, I want him to be a symbol of hope the way that Jerry and Joe imagined him. I want him to be the champion of the oppressed, the way that, you know, he's defined on that first page. And that is what I'm excited about for James Gunn's Superman. I hope that it seems like he's got that. The symbol sort of captures that for me, the feeling of how he talks about it, and also the issues that we're seeing that Gunn put on that wall in I think it's his office, right? He showed us the wall of the Superman yes. comics that inspired him. Mm-hmm. Just from that alone, too, I think that that's the feeling we're going to get. And that's what I think Superman is. I mean, believe me, I love, you know, I love characters like Jessica Jones. I love characters like, you know, like I love some of the dark, gritty Batman stories. I mean, I'm good with that. I, you know, I've been reading James Tynion's comics recently, which are all horror, right?
Yes, great. Very dark.
I don't need zombie Superman. I don't need super dark Superman, right? That's not what I go for. I love, you know, the Tom Taylor stuff, and I don't even mind a dark journey, like as in Philip Kennedy Johnson's, you know, War World saga. But the character at the core has to remain hopeful, and I didn't see that in the last few films. And so, you know, he's got to go through it. That's just part of the journey of a story, right? He's got to go through it. But the character needs to remain optimistic for me, to remain driven to help people. That makes a Superman story for me. And I think from what we have seen so far, that Gunn gets that.
I think we've seen that in a great way. The fact that he's not only just talking about the films, he's telling people what comics you should be reading. He's yes. not forgetting the yeah. fact that, we have these wonderfully exciting and visual films, but don't forget, started with comics. It started with the comic. And I think he's honoring that very well. And yeah, as a fan, yeah, again, it's not my first Superman rodeo. I've seen Superman come and go over the years. And that's what I love about the fact that Superman will always be evolving in decades' time to come. When the society has been going for decades and is, you know, it's a beacon of hope for Superman, as you are doing right now, we'll have different Supermen, we'll have different stories. But the fact is, we will continue to have Superman's story being told. That's what I'm happy about. And that's why I'm so pleased that everybody at the society has got this, you know, there's a deep connection to the character, not just Superman, but Lois and Clark and these two heroes that created him. It's wonderful. That's what I'm loving about that. I'm getting all goose pimply again, but this is exciting.
That the Superman comics being written, not just today, but for the last 10 years, have been the best they've been in a long time. They're wonderful. They're really they've really scaled up. You know, they brought out the son of Superman who's an excellent character. It's like it doesn't feel forced at all. And the stories are just wonderful. So I urge people, when they always talk about, oh, the movie, and I always say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Remember The comics are out there too, and they're just as good as the movie, if not better. Read the comics. So that's my comic book pitch.
That's good. It's a good pitch to have. I'm all for it. Comics, see, that's what I love about comics and books and literature is the fact that you can get lost in your version of somebody's voice or somebody's way that they fly off the page. But especially with comics, as a child, I wasn't a strong reader. But when I got into graphic novels, I went to my school library and there was a copy of The Hobbit, but it was a graphic novel. And the books always seemed intimidating to me, as did the rest of the Lord of the Rings books, where it takes about 10 pages to describe a tree. They're great books, but the graphic novel of The Hobbit is what got me into reading a story and wanting to know more. And I've been reading, it was one of my New Year's resolutions last year to read more books. And I've read dozens now, which has probably affected my eyesight, but it still gives me that love of going back to comics as well and getting lost in somebody else's story. When you get that moment where you want to turn the page, but you don't want to do it because you don't want to see how that story ends, or you don't want to sort of make a wrong assumption about a character. But comics for me will always be number one. And it's been a passion of mine that hopefully one day more cinemas across the world will start selling comics in their lobbies.
Love to see that. Don't know why it's not happening. But
yeah, not just candy and weird popcorn buckets,
right?
But comics and graphic novels as well. And yeah. I have seen that with James Gunn's promotions, the fact that, you know, if you like this film, go and read these comics next. Read more about these characters. So, yeah, it's a great time to be a Superman fan. But, Lee, let's get back to talking about the Plaza. And I want to know what's going to go through your wonderful mind that moment when you see those statues for the first time, unveiled and in that plaza. What's life going to be like for you?
Finally reaching a huge milestone. I wish Joe could be here to see this. I wish Jerry could be here to see this, because they were never really recognized in the appropriate way. They are finally posthumously getting recognized. And I think that is so important. You know, I talk about, in Cleveland, we focus on our sports teams. We've got the Cleveland Browns, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they're wonderful, but not everybody is rooting for them. Everybody is rooting for Superman, unless you're a villain.
I like that. I like that.
And so, you know, like people are going to be coming from across the world to see this. And so it's not just going to be the fact that we're finally recognizing the creation of Superman here. We're going to celebrate this for decades to come. And that's what I think is so important, because I want Jerry and Joe's legacy to live on. Joe, you know, he created one of the most important characters in the world. Jerry created it, Joe drew it. Let me give correct acknowledgement. But it is a character that inspires, like Valentino said, hope. You know, the other thing that I like about Superman is Clark Kent, because any of us can be Clark Kent, a regular, ordinary person who can turn into Superman at any time that they need to. And that's what I love about it. We all can be super, and helping to create this plaza is a super thing you guys can do to help inspire so many people for generations.
And that's what I want. You know, I want Superman to be around long after I've gone. It's that the character is bigger than the idea, in a way. But Superman has always been there. He will continue to be there. Yes, he will evolve over the years. Different ways of storytelling will come about from it. But as you said, it's hope. The hope is the underlying thing that is always there with Superman, whether it's wanting to be a better person, searching for truth, being the best journalist you can be, being the best boyfriend or dad or neighbor. It's choosing to be good. Superman was never of this earth. He was an alien with godlike powers, yet he chose to live within communities, to be with people. He wanted to be like humans. And so many times I can get into, again, jump on my soapbox to talk about Superman, but I love both sides of that coin. I love Clark. I love Superman for very different reasons. But again, that's part of the legacy and a topic for a podcast for another day, because if not, I'm going to keep you here for hours on end. But before we wrap up, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you all. I can already tell that this won't be the last time, because I want constant updates from you all. I want to find out how I can help from across the pond. I know you've got a long list of board members, but I've made it a life goal now to get onto that board. Are there anybody else on there yet that's British? Have you got any other Brits on there yet?
We do not. We just have, they're all local pretty much.
Okay. So first international board member, then I'm just going to throw that nice strong sounding word in there, because I love what every single person on your board has done. I know this hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been easy over the years. There's always been trials and, again, tribulations with Jerry and Joe, with the legacy of Superman. But things are being corrected. There's been some nasty sides of history that this book really goes into quite well. But now they are being honored. They're being remembered. They're being thanked.
My copy's right here.
Look, it's right there.
It's right there. Wonderful. I can go get it.
Good job. Good job. Good. That's what I like to see. But when it comes to James Gunn's Superman film, I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure how the film's going to go out, but I know that Jerry and Joe's names, I'm hoping, are going to be at the beginning of the film, not at the end, at the beginning, because Jerry and Joe is where it began. Everything else after that is because of Jerry and Joe. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But before we wrap up, we'll share some links at the end and where people can find you. I'd like to know from each of you, one of my favorite questions that I ask people is, what does Superman mean to you? So if we can start with you, Valentina, what does Superman mean to you?
That's a good question. I was hoping I wasn't the first one to go. So for me, you know, I think he represents what I love about Cleveland, which is that he persists. You know, I think that in the stories, no matter what, he, as I said, the character remains hopeful, motivated, determined to be that champion of the oppressed. And I often see Cleveland as sort of, a metaphor. I mean, they are metaphors of each other, reflections of each other, really. And I think, and I say that because, and I told this to Laura before, that I often like to say that Jerry and Joe's third partner was the city of Cleveland. And I think for me, he represents so much of the best of Cleveland, of human tenacity, that persistence. And so I don't know. I think for me, it's that. It's that motivation that I find when I think about the character, when I think about the stories, that in the darkest moments that the character can still find hope. And I think that tells us a lot about the creators and what they wanted other people to find in their character.
Beautiful.
So that's my sort of long answer.
Beautiful. And Mike, what about you, sir? What does Superman mean to you?
I recall a quote from a DC editor from a long time ago talking about Superman, and he said, "Nothing can kill Superman, not even bad scripts." So there have been some times that Superman scripts were just flat out silly in this early 60s. Like, oh my God, give me a break. And other times where they got bizarre in the 80s and 90s, there were some really strange versions of Superman. But through it all, I mean, I've been buying comics since I was like for 70 years, since I was a little kid. Almost 70 years, not that old. And I always appreciated the way Superman evolved. And I knew that even if the story sucked, it was going to change. And they always did. And for the last many years now, for at least 10, 15 years, they just keep getting better and better. So to me, he represents the potential of comic books and what they can do for people, how they can inspire people. If nothing else, Superman is inspiration for us all. And one real quick thing about the membership cards. If folks sign up, they just go to the website for our membership card. It's all free. You'll get it. We'll have to also add you to our mailing list. So when something is happening with the plaza, when it's going to be unveiled, we'll let you know. And we want thousands and tens of thousands of people to come to Cleveland on that day. And we're hoping to have parades and guest stars and all kinds of wonderful stuff for this unveiling. So
I love that. Reason,
sign up and get your card.
But before we come to you, Lee, to answer that question, I sometimes get off into a world of daydreams and my mind can go off on a tangent. I'm a big fan of Cleveland and Ohio. I like to walk. When I'm walking, I often listen to the Ohio State Marching Band because it has a good tempo. I've got this vision of the Ohio State Marching Band marching down the street on St. Clair Avenue, playing John Williams' Superman theme, and then I see the statues go around the corner. So if you've got any contacts, if you can pull in some help from the Ohio State Marching Band, I love what they do on when they're doing their games, and they've even promoted Superman one year. They made the Superman logo as they were marching, which baffles my mind. But again, that's one of the many tangents of my brain that thinks this is going to be so epic. And it's not the fact if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. I love that manifestation. So finally, now, Lee, I've asked this question to many Superman writers and creators and fans over the years. I've never had the opportunity to ask a member of the Schuster family what Superman means to them. So no pressure on you, but every answer is perfect. So please, Lee, what does Superman mean to you?
Superman is the epitome of everybody. Everyone can become Superman. Everyone is Clark Kent, and everyone at some time in their life will become Superman. The movie that you mentioned with Christopher, about Christopher Reeve's life, illustrates that perfectly. Christopher Reeve was Superman, and then he fell off a horse and was injured and became a quadriplegic, but he still persevered after that. Anyone can be Superman. You just have to figure out for what do you want to advocate for and how do you want to help people? And it can be something small. It doesn't have to be flying around the earth 50 times or going backwards, let's just say. All you have to do is do something good for someone else. Help other people, because in today's world, we really need it.
Again, there is not a wrong answer to that question. And each and every one of those was absolutely perfect, as was this conversation. So everybody, thank you so much for your time today, for what you've been doing and what you will do in the future. The Siegel and Schuster Society is something that I'm so proud is a thing. It's such an honor to know that there are people in the world that want these two creators to be acknowledged, to be remembered, to be respected. And any way I can help do that now or in the future, I'm happy to do. And I know that there are millions of Superman fans around that want to help. So if you are listening to this podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, please go to the website, learn how you can help, learn how you can be a piece of Superman's legacy. You can help Superman. Not many people can say that, but right now we are in a place in time where we can help Superman fly. And I'm more than happy to help you out. I think you said in a previous podcast, Valentino, that one of Cleveland's greatest exports was Superman. And I mean, if we didn't have Cleveland, we wouldn't have Superman. They are one and the same. So I cannot wait to finally visit, to go to that house, to see that typewriter, to see you wonderful people continuing this legacy. And again, I'm getting back on the soapbox, and I've already taken up so much of your time today. I just wanted to say thank you for now and for everything in the future. There will be links to where people can find you in this podcast, but where can people find you online right now?
SupermanStatueCleveland.org. I'll say it again, SupermanStatueCleveland.org. We also have the Siegel and Schuster Society Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Siegel Schuster Society. And Valentino, can you say the Twitter and Instagram pages? Do you remember them off the top of your head?
So on Twitter, it's Siegel Schuster 38, after 1938. And the Instagram is Siegel Schuster Society.
There we go. Follow those pages. Get ready to see their updates. And yeah, I'm just excited to be to see this journey happen in front of my eyes. Guys, thank you so much for your time today. We'll be in touch soon. But this has been one of my favorite podcasts of the year so far.
Thank you for being a part of this, helping us achieve this goal. This has been I've been wanting this since Mike started this organization, and this is, once this culminates, I'm going to be so excited. So
it's always a good time to be a Superman fan. It's a great time right now to be a Superman supporter. So this is how we can do it. And again, all the links are below. Guys, have a great day, and I'll speak to you all soon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.